This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. After breezing through the Colorado Senate, a bill that would legalize civil unions for same-sex couples is now on its way to the House, where it's also expected to face little resistance. That wasn't the case last year when the bill died in a dramatic late-night showdown. Fran and Anna Simon were one of many committed couples who passionately spoke in favor of the bill.
Whereas a civil union communicates that this is the person that I share my life with, the one whom I committed to loving for the rest of my life in front of over 100 friends and family.
From newspaper photos to YouTube videos of their testimony, Fran, Anna, and their 5-year-old son, Jeremy, have almost become the de facto face of the debate in Colorado. KUNC's Nathan Heffel recently spoke with a couple about that distinction and what the likely passage of civil unions means for them.
Inside their home along the tree-lined streets of Washington Park in Denver, Fran Simon is setting the dinner table with her son.
Do the napkins first.
With the smell of oven-baked chicken filling the air, the family gathers for prayers.
Amen. And that means, blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who bringest forth food from the earth. Amen.
From Fran and Anna's perspective, 2012 was lining up to be the year lawmakers would legalize civil unions. They sat through all the committee hearings and watched as the bill finally made it to the House floor. But then things fell apart.
Sitting there in disbelief, watching them kill 30-plus bills,
just to kill civil unions.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Fran says the pair was obviously down, but definitely not out. Both vowed to carry on the fight. The reason? Well, for Anna, it's the two huge binders full of legal paperwork and contracts meant to provide security for the family.
Even the things that we've spent thousands of dollars to have in place, like medical power of attorney, and designated
wills,
beneficiary, all of that. We don't know whether in the moment that we need it, in that emergency situation, will we have the right paperwork at the right time? Will the person that we're dealing with understand what it even means and understand that I'm the one that's supposed to make medical decisions for Fran, and Fran is the one that's supposed to make medical decisions for me, that Fran is Jeremy's parent, that I am Jeremy's parent equally. All of those things are really up in the air.
Passing a small bowl of broccoli to Jeremy, Fran says the road to civil unions hasn't been easy, nor has it been particularly easy being the face of the movement.
Well, we're happy to do it for the cause, but we wish we didn't have to do it.
Yeah, Fran avoids attention. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for her more than me. I lecture in front of big groups of people.
That's exactly it. We want people to see that we're just like them. We have the same hopes and values and dreams and the same daily agenda, you know, getting up, having breakfast, getting him off to school, going to work, picking him up from school, taking him to activities.
While the debate hasn't been as contentious this year as last, Anna says the rhetoric leading up to the vote in civil unions has still been tough on the family.
What I think those folks don't understand is how hurtful their position is, both in a psychological sense and in a very practical sense. And they might know someone who's gay or lesbian without having realized it, because they have an idea of what a gay or lesbian person necessarily looks like or acts like or dresses like.
Legal civil unions in Colorado would extend many benefits to same-sex couples, including rights surrounding adoption, hospital visitation, and medical decisions. While the Simons will be one of the first to apply for a civil union, Fran says they're still hoping for the next step.
Civil unions is not marriage. We, I think, like most couples, would like to be married. Our Constitution bans marriage for us at this point, so civil unions can provide us the legal protections that we need now.
At least those at the state level.
Right.
Even when we're able to have a civil union, we will not be equal under the law to married couples in Colorado.
So this is an excellent thing that's going to be happening in your eyes, but there's definitely still a ways to go. Am I right in saying that?
A little bit.
A little bit?
You think so, Harry? Yeah, it's, you know, it's not the same as full equality. And that's certainly what we're wanting for our family and for all families like ours.
Even if Senate Bill 11 is passed and signed into law by the governor, Colorado's constitution still bans gay marriage. Efforts to change the law are underway to bring a measure before voters in 2014. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.